the source of Kiddush.
Source of Kiddush.
So we're on the very last part of Kiddush. The last little bit of what Kiddush is. And having learned through the entire summary of the Chesed Avraham on the power of Kiddush and what Kiddush is, we are forced to come to the conclusion that we have no idea what Kiddush is. We don't know what it is. Maybe we'll get a drop of a lighted cake. No idea. We just like, you know, you're learning, you're like, Kiddush is what? Really? Yeah, I do this every week. Really? Wow, amazing. No clue. Anything. Just trying to maybe get somewhere, and maybe just to be learned. It's so hard to prepare, you know. It's very hard to prepare. You need to think about it. Each week, think about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. Shem Shalom's Bizocha. Kiddush of Shabbos is from Chachma. Shabbos is Chachma. Shabbos is connecting to Hashem, gaining that deep serenity, which is the rest of Shabbos. Ruchas Shabbos. Ruch, everything's good, it's all fine, it's all great. Yom Tov is more of fire. Tshuva, or different kind of thing. You know, Yom Tov is a day of judgment. Yes. The Mishnah says, every Yom Tov we judge on something else. And Hashem was kind, gave us special mitzvahs.
Yeah.
To deal with that judgment.
Okay, it's Pesach means
it's Tfuah. Ala Tfuah. No, Mayim is Sukkis. Mm-hmm. Pesach ala Tfuah. Mm-hmm. Huh? Mm-hmm. No, the Rebbe says Pesach is Tfuah Mayim. But Pesach the Gemara says you were once judged because, the Mishnah says, was judged because of grain. How the grain is going to come. Mm-hmm. How the grain going to work. Right? Sukkis is water.
Yeah, rain. Yeah,
right. Yeah, Sukkis is water. That's right. And Shavuos is maybe it's fruit tucker. Okay, I think it's fruit. I don't remember, but it's the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. And it's, you know, that's what it is. Every time it's a judgment. Rosh Hashanah obviously is a judgment. And what are the Yom Tov is there? That's about it.
Which
one? It's Rosh Hashanah. If they have one here, I'll show you. It's a mission you can open Rishna eyes. But it's all Yom Din. It's a Din. And Hashem gives us a special opportunity to use the Din right. We do Tshuva. Bina is Tshuva. Understanding one thing from the other. Changing. That's what Yom Tov is about. Very good. So what about the Kol Shel Birkas HaMazon? Kol Shel Birkas HaMazon. Okay. Birkas HaMazon is Bria. Biggest Muslim is Bria. Bria is creation, right? What does that mean? What that means is the Zohar tells us that creation, this level, is the throne of Hashem. That means we can get to a place where we become a vehicle for Hashem, and we're able to connect to the purpose of creation, which is to recreate ourselves spiritually every instant. Every instant Hashem is recreating the world, we have to tap into that, be recreated. And that's the Kol Shel Birkas HaMazon. It brings a very powerful influence. They bring down a person who benches with Kavana, maybe Bizocha from now on, maybe at least once. Say Birkas HaMazon with Kavana. The person says Birkas HaMazon with Kavana, what it does is, if I say Birkas HaMazon with Kavana, that causes a person to have long life. You should always have a parnasa that he needs. That's just the power of Birkas HaMazon. And the Kos is this very, very strong. It's the spitz, it's the apex, the highest level. There's a person benched with a cup and he says a Birkas HaMazon and brings down a very powerful chef from on high. But very good. So that's Birkas HaMazon. Then what else? Bayoyim. Oh, okay, fine. In the Yom, by day, a person is able to get what's called the Mem of the Tselem. Guess this place has the Mem. The Mem is... Okay. There's a lot of discussion on the Rizal, what this mem is and what the tzelem is. Each one's a different level. This is the highest level. Very nice. We're going to just gonna talk about the bottom line in terms of Avodah. We're not really learning the Rizal on the tzelem, what that is. So in terms of Avodah, we have a mem. Right? We have something called Mansbach. There are five gurus. The five gurus is Mansbach. The first one is mem. Mem has a, all these five gurus have an end letter, right? At the end of a word, it's a mem. Now the mem, the Reis says, it's not by accident, because the mem looks like where it ends. It looks like a sealed, like a square kind of sealed. There's no way in it. He says, that means a person is able to access a level which has been closed off to him until now. That's how the Ramchal explains it. Nassim also more or less comes out that way. Which means a person breaks, he's able to break through, and he's able to give birth to a new level. That's the idea. That's why the Rizal explains this mem, and also based on the Zohar, this mem, it's got tzir. It has like hinges. Opens up. So like a person gives birth, opens up, the person's able to break through and get this totally new level. Just again, Kiddush, what is Kiddush? I don't know. That's this mem. Then a person's diminished state, his most diminished state, when he's Bechinas Yaakov, he's able to go to a place where he gets Netzachod of Abanima, Chesed Gvura of Zoh. That means Netzachod of Abanima means he begins to understand, how can I attain more mental calmness and serenity, at least on Shabbos and during the week also? How can I have Yishuv Hadas? How can I be careful not to say anything that could possibly bother someone else? Possibly disturb someone. To figure out, be cognizant of someone else and have that. It's deep sensitivity of it. Eitzah, you also have Hod, Bechina of Hod. Hod is admitting my errors, admitting my faults, and thanking Hashem. That's basically the aspect of Hod. And that's Chesed Gvura of Zoh. Because Chesed, the aspect of Chesed, is being able to understand what to do and doing it. Being kind. Distance, I understand. And Gura's limits is this aspect of knowing my limits and also not understanding that I'm so limited. I just have to turn to Hashem every second. Thank you so much, Hashem. That's where it comes out. I have to turn to Hashem and say thank you very, very much. That's what Kiddush is about. Kiddush is about sanctifying ourselves, connecting ourselves to Hashem. And we do that by turning to Him and saying, Hashem, please, please, please help me connect to you. Help me appreciate all the miracles. It's all miracles. Anyone who lives in Yerushalayim, anyone who can walk in Yerushalayim every day, he has to be thanking Hashem 24 hours. It's really the bond, that's really the truth. The truth is so much, it's so significant. Being here is such, our ancestors would have given anything, to just visit. People came to visit. People at the end of their lives, they want to come here, die here. Wouldn't see their family, that's it, I don't care. Finish. Just so it's worth it. Live in Yerushalayim, the holy city. And here we are every day. And we don't have any, what, the bus is late. What, I got late. What, my kid broke my glass door and I have to go break into the glazier now. Ugh, what is this? Late this year again? What's going on? Right? No, thank you so much. At least it broke here. And that's, thank you so much. What a miracle. What a mess. It's like unbelievable. Yeah, the person doesn't see it. We don't understand it. We don't get it. We just don't see it. We don't understand. I don't appreciate it. I'm here. Baruch Hashem, thank you so much.
The last time to my wife, and said, look, when I was living in Germany, and I came always to visit Israel, and I had to go back. I had the first 2 weeks when I came home, I was sick.
Wow.
Always.
Wow.
So, and now I live here. I was yearning to come here, and now I'm here. So, you see, I have to go every day.
Yeah, mamash. Every day. To be so mechazek. It's so easy to forget the kotel. It's so easy. It's right next door. It's like the Rav Nassim brings from the Rizal. The Rebbe, I think, also says this. Amati ech kema. Shlomo HaMelech says, I said I will become wise, but he rechok mimeni, and he is far from me. So on a simple level, he thought he'd be smart, and I see I'm not so smart after all. Not so wise after all. But on a deeper level, when you want to access the Chokhmah, you have to know you're far away. If you think you have it in your pocket, and here, the Kotel's right here, you're in Beit Shemesh, you came more than when you're, what happened? very hard. I mean, on the other hand, it's like, someone has to show Mazal Norbach, he said, if I don't go to the Kotel on month, then I live in Yerushalayim. Do I have to do Kriya, do I have to tear my garments or not? It says, Nahalacha, you're supposed to rend your garments.
Every 30 days.
Every 30 days, yeah. So it says, if you live in Yerushalayim, you don't have to. So he said, well, I want you to know that we have to discuss if the very fact that you didn't go to the Kotel 30 days in Yerushalayim is itself a worthy reason to rend your garments. He said, but assuming that that's not true, you don't have to. Like, he was just thinking like that. He just seems like, how can you not go in 30 days? What, were you sick? How can it be? He said, but no, you don't have to. In the city, yes, it's very well built, but the minute you go down the road and you see people acting in ways they don't know better, they don't understand, and you see places where they're just, you know, they don't belong here, churches don't belong here, people they don't know, they don't belong here, it doesn't belong in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. He said, that's not called rebuilt. Rebuilt means a place which is fitting for the Shekhinah, not a place where
they don't
we have problems. Yes, but they don't know, they don't understand it.
Or,
I'm not blaming them for it. I'm just saying, fact is, they don't know better, but they should not be here. They do not belong here. This is not where they should be. So it's called destroyed. It's destroyed. It's machin of destroyed here. And when people are doing who knows what and condoning, opening up, things open up, Shabbos, people coming. It's just people pushing the limits. It's like unbelievable. Hashem Yirachem. Hashem Yirachem should protect us.
And the abomination parade.
Yeah, people that they know better. They don't know better either. People they don't know better, but they're still destroying. You don't know better, but you hit the button, you made a nuclear destruction. You don't understand. It's not your fault exactly, but still, it's not so good for. It's not like the city's really rebuilt. It's not called rebuilt. It's still destroyed, unfortunately. Oh, Hashem Yirachem. So, you know, if you know we're far from it, very far. Where am I? I'm just a little bit there, just well. How do I get the Eitzah figured out? There, just well. Ah, how do I connect here? The Eitzah, the Netzach of Abba, which is Chesed. First, I have to get to which Chesed of the Mr. Anta, whatever you want to say, the Pshat is. Bottom line is, how do I get to the deep connection? It's already the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It takes time. You know, we're walking around here, we don't know where we are. Someone comes from Chutzos. Feel awe. We hear it, I feel like it's different than Europe. I know it's different sometimes when I think about it every few days, maybe if I'm lucky. What's going on? Every day we have to Shlomo Kodesh. Have to wake up. To wake it up. We're just you go to Kotel also, you dive in, just like a bar park, no different. Just like a bar park, same thing. You're made in factory, a few minutes, you're done. You're Shlomo, how you done like that? Question on me, I don't have an answer. I have no excuse. But that's a davening. It's a problem. Start again and just try to once again go back, reconnect the davening, reconnect the Kedusha. That's what it comes to. Here we're trying at least to correct the Shabbos. A kiddush, something, a little something, try something. It's very hard. It's a big fight. We're making a big, big fight. We're making big, big efforts. Big, big a war. It's like a war front. Not simple. Oh, Hashem should help with Pizocha. It's the aura of Kedusha, the aura of Tshuva, the aura of Yerushalayim Kodesh, the aura of Kiddush. That's really what Kiddush is, of course. Kedusha. It has to have holiness. He has holiness. He's okay. Sanctified. He's in a different place now. It's Sunday here. Sunday, right? We know. Now, today's Machshava, right? Today's Machshava. We're supposed to connect to the aura of the Machshava of Shabbos. We got from Shabbos. Sunday, you're supposed to be Machshava, supposed to be holier, different, better, higher, kinder. No, that's the beginning of, like, again, this Netzach, like, bring Shabbos into your week, bring, do something on Shabbos. At least when you're doing Kiddush by day, you're supposed to get to this very elevated place, a very powerful place. That's just by day.
I mean, it's raining. We've had snow last year, and the year before that, and the year before that. And it's wonderful.
It's wonderful. Who knows what rain means in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. We only knew. We would dance. Yes, you live in Gemara. Maybe you know in your head, but it's not enough to know in your head. You have to know in your heart. It's very not easy to know your heart. It's a big fight. We learn about it. We talk about it. We try. It says rain. It means that there's shefa coming from above. Shefa influx from on high. Hashem is sending us gifts. That's what rain is. It's just water. It's like, who knows what these know. The Gemara brings a proof that we see the greatness of the actions of tzaddikim because they bring rain. They pray and rain comes. So at least rain means something very powerful. It's not simple. Not simple. Who knows what these things mean? That's the first level of knowing how to really connect, really live with it. And the other level is appreciating it. And they go one level, that's a chanor, appreciating it. and thanking Hashem for it. Because the minute you know how to connect it, you're so appreciative. You're effusive, and you admit right away my faults. What are you talking about? The Gemara says also that it's the same at the end of Ksuv is. Says, don't complain. Yerushalayim, something bad happens, don't complain, because all your sins are taken away every day. So you can't complain. It's a kapara, it's a tikkun.
Resurrection to death.
Yeah. It's compared. Gemara compared.
Rain is coming, and then you're good now.
It's compared. The Gemara compares it. Keys to rain, and yeah. That's one of the keys Hashem doesn't give to anyone. Not simple what that is, how that is. Oy, Hashem Shabbat Kizocha to the Or of Ram Avinu, the Or of the Kiddush of Kiddush.
All these good things. Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh, that's right. Today's Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Kislev.
Isn't this Rosh Chodesh supposed to be really special?
Yes,
it's
it
like
is.
With, is it 40 days?
Yeah, that's right.
After or 50 days?
Or, we spoke after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. We spoke about this on Thursday. 40 days after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. It's a very, very high time for tshuva, kedusha, kapara. Here, your person can learn about it. He wants. What's going to be? When am I going to wake up? When do I wake up? It's Hanukkah. The Or of Hanukkah is included in this day. The light of Hanukkah. But where am I?
It's mentioned.
It says included. It says included. But I mean, it says that Rav Tzadok HaKohen brings, the result comes out of different other deeper sources, that Rosh Chodesh includes the entire month. All the Shpos are in the Rosh Chodesh. It's all there. It's all here. But we're totally, we're not even lit up. We don't really connect. It's hard. We're fighting where we're yearning. We want. Hashem, please let us connect to the light of Shabbos, light of Rosh Chodesh, the light of all these things.
Cheshvan
has
a lot of theme.
Mar Cheshvan. Mar means bitter.
The second Cheshvan was the Mabu.
Yes, it was. It ended. Anyway. It's not. Yep, that's true. That's correct. The Tikkun Zayis says that on Kislev is when the Orev came back, when the Yonah came back with the olive tree. So the olive alludes to the light of Hanukkah, the olive oil, the olive branch. That's what Tikkun Zayis says. That's the olive. It's Kislev. This is our time to get out of the novel. To protect, no longer not being tossed anymore by the stories of nothing to the mob of bad mashavas. The person's thoughts are going who knows where, and they're making crazy. If it's worry for money, if it's who knows what, he wants this thing, he wants that thing, if this problem, that problem. All this can go away this month. We're only connecting to what's going on here. So time to stop being disconnected, time to start waking up, and to just to be who we're supposed to be, to bring Hashem into our lives. Right now. Hashem, please come into my life. I want you very much. Please. That's all. Nothing. Not complicated. Very simple. I don't want to toss and turn in the marble. I want to wake up. Let Hanukkah just diminish the darkness and goodbye. No more. No thanks. No more. That's what we want. That's what we do. That's a little about Kiddush. Tomorrow is three meals. A little about three meals.